as a player, an Olympian, and a coach the entirety of her career in those arenas. Coach Summit was at Tennessee, and we are welcoming in Kids Sport Executive Director Bev Smith. Thanks for joining us, Bev. When you heard the news, what was your initial reaction?
Well, you know, I had sort of been paying attention a little bit to some accounts this weekend that she was, you know, her sort of presence was dwindling a little bit, and so was waiting for it. I didn't think it would happen this quick, but I was out having an early morning walk with NPR, and they had it on their national headlines that she had passed away early this morning, and so quite a real solid blow to my heart, knowing Pat a little bit, but then just knowing how much she had meant to the game of basketball, which, you know, had been one of my great followings. So, you know, it just felt that someone who had made us all reach just a little bit each and every day to get better, you know, had left us. And I think that's her legacy.
Now, I always found it interesting. I know of two different occasions she was asked to consider leaving the Lady Vols and coach the men. Coaching the men versus women, if anybody, I guess, was worthy of the try, it might have been Coach Summit. But what do you make of that? And if she had given it a try, kind of the coaching is coaching mentality?
Oh, I believe so. I think that I think the men of Tennessee would have really benefited from her, and I think might have been a little bit intimidated. I think there's a great quote by Peyton Manning that said, you know, when Pat walked into a room, everybody's back straightened just a little bit more and was a little bit more attention. But it wasn't that she demanded it. She commanded it, Steve. She just had a presence that you knew everything she stood for. She, in fact, walked those very miles in her shoes. And if you, you know, have read any of her books, you know, she talks about that hard work and that understanding that, you know, if you don't work hard, nothing will happen for you. So, you know, she was very hard. She was very demanding on the floor. And I think, you know, I was never coached for her. I played against her when she was coaching in the 84 Olympics. And actually, when I was 17 years old, I got my first look at Pat Head Summit when I was on the Canadian junior team. And we were training in Squaw Valley. And she was coaching in one of her first national teams with their sort of junior team, and just watching them practice, she just saw something in everybody that you couldn't see yet, you know, and it was beyond her belief to not get that out of you. And she required that not only on the floor, but off the floor as well. She was, you know, a very strong supporter of women off the floor and wanted them to be ambassadors for the program, not just as players, but of people of the world. And so I really felt that, you know, her sort of legacy transcends just the basketball floor, but into being a strong, confident woman, and you gain confidence through preparation and hard work. And those were her principles that I think are still very, very important today.
Now, you mentioned about, you know, I think she got married in 1980. So at the time she was Pat Head, and
yes,
you competed in 1979 World Championships in Korea representing Canada. I mean, at that time, there wasn't even a national championship for women's basketball. It was still a couple of years away. What do you remember about that particular event and crossing paths with Coach Summit?
Well, having had at 17, my eyes really widely open as to how women should be coached. She sort of set the standard for what I sort of began to look in a coach. When we were over in Korea in 79, it was very ironic because we played against the Korean team the first game. You know, a lot of stories behind that because I think they had seen us play in Hungary, and against my first international game against Hungary, I was actually 0-for-12, Steve, because I couldn't shoot. Yeah, I could not shoot. I was a center playing guard for the national team. I played center in high school, and I could run, I could rebound, and I could play defense. And so the team from Hungary, we had actually played the USA. Pat wasn't coaching that in 1978, the year before. We had played a US team with Blazejowski and Lieberman and Noble and all those, and we had actually beat them.
Wow.
They didn't do a very good scout on me because it was my first game as a as a 18-year-old, and I was like, this is great. And then the next game, we played the Hungarian national team, and they actually double-teamed our two scores and left me wide open. And so I kept heaving up shots and obviously missing. Very, very important lesson for me that I understood that I had to play. So we went to Korea, played Korea in the first game. They left me open, and I think I was like 9 for 14 or something.
There you
because
go.
I actually worked, you know, between the years. But we ended up playing against, and I think the United States lost to Korea. And so we were in a three-way tie for first, and we ended up playing the United States. And had we lost by less than 15, we would have, I think, won the silver medal. And Pat was not about to have that tarnishment on her name. And I think we lost by 18. So I was a little bit a part of her legacy, too, in terms of, you know, what she was able to do and convince teams to get done.
Now, let's fast forward to 1984, the Olympics in L.A. You were part of Team Canada, and I think it was the round-robin time. That team, by the way, led by Cheryl Miller, Lynette
yeah.
Woodard, coached by Pat Summitt. What do you remember about your first Olympic playing experience and facing that Coach Summitt team?
Well, I remember it was very businesslike. She had a mission, and she knew that that gold medal should be on around the necks of those players. And I think we competed against them valiantly. We did give it our best shot, but they were just, you know, head and shoulders above us. One of my future teammates played on that team, Janice Lawrence from Louisiana Tech, and I had the pleasure of playing with Janice after the 84 Olympics in Italy. And you know, Janice would just tell me that, you know, some of the best moments of her career were the toughest with Pat. She wouldn't want to wish it on everyone because she just demanded your absolute best. And Janice and another player that I played against in college, Carol Mencken from Oregon State, who was an All-American for Oregon State back then, said the same thing. She just was... she sharpened their pencil. They were on the national team. You know, they felt that they were the elite of the elite, and yet, you know, Pat pushed them past what they felt they needed to do and perform, and how they needed to perform, because she understood, you know, basketball. She understood particularly international basketball. So, you know, she just knew what a team was made of, and if they didn't reach, you know, the sort of potential she felt they could reach, then, you know, it wasn't really a satisfaction for her at all.
We're talking about the passing of Pat Summitt with Kids Sports Executive Director Bev Smith. You had a relationship with her, you mentioned, off the court. What could you tell us about serving together with Coach Summitt on the Women's Hall of Fame board?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I was just, and I think everyone is just so impressed and taken back, is just Pat's accessibility. She is so accessible. She's so approachable. And in fact, she approaches you. And when I first went to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame as an inductee, I went out there with my mother in 2004. And we had a reception in the lobby of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. And she came up to me and, you know, gave me a big hug, friends. And my mother was just made to feel so comfortable. My mom had never been to Tennessee in her life, and she had watched Pat Head a lot, you know, on TV, and came away feeling like, I have a friend for life, Bev. And that's who Pat was. She just was all encompassing. She embraced you, took the time to get to know you, and when she looked at you with, you know, her big steely blue eyes, you just felt that you were in her posse, and that was an incredible aspect of her. And so serving with her was really, really interesting, because you saw a side of her that wasn't that competitor. You saw a side of her that was very compassionate and wanting to be inclusive and wanting to give credit, you know, to other people who had helped grow the game, and a game that she really loved. So that was a special part of that sort of being on the Hall of Fame board.
I'm listening to interviews all day long, Shamik Holdsclaw, Carol Lawson, some of her assistants. They talk about the look that seems to be. I'd imagine that on the board, maybe you were spared the look.
No, I think I got it a few times. You know, I think particularly in the 84 Olympics, I knew how to play the game, and there was some rough and tumble that came in from my hockey career, and I think Pat always took offense to that.
That's great. We're talking with Bev Smith. One final thought. And I mentioned it briefly. When she took over at Tennessee, women's basketball wasn't even a sanctioned sport. Is it out of the realm of logic to think, yes, the game was going to grow, it was growing to progress, you know, eventually the WNBA, now we're celebrating 20 years. Is it illogical to think that if Pat Summitt had started at Tennessee, not thought too much of it and pursued something else, that the game would not have progressed and grown as quickly as it did?
I believe that, Steve. I think she was, she was a purveyor of change. She made things happen, and she just didn't ask for them to happen. She walked the talk. She got it done. And she really reminds me of a saying about the game of basketball. It says, to play the game is good, to win the game is better, but to love the game is the best. And she just loved the game. She wanted it to grow because she wanted to have competition. She wanted to play against the best. She wanted it to grow so that she could, her team, her knowledge of the game, her pencil could be sharpened. She really and always did play the best. I think her and Tara Vanderveer had always the most competitive schedules.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Women's basketball for years and years, she was not scared to play anyone at any time. And I think that just is a testament to her love of bringing out the best in everyone with the best competition. So I think you're bang on that the game would not be where it is today without her influence.
All right. Well, I know eventually we've got to get together again to talk a little bit about kids sports and all you've got going on.
We do. We got some things coming up, so I'd love to check in with you, but appreciate the opportunity to weigh in on Coach Summitt. She was something special.
Now, we really appreciate you making yourself available today. When I heard the news, I was like, I really want to get your thoughts here. So thanks, as always. It's always my pleasure to talk with you, Bev, and we'll catch up soon.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Bye.